Samurai Armor. The history of these suits dates back to the Japan of the 10th and 12th centuries, and the emergence of the samurai class, elite warriors who held enormous power in the country. The importance given to these suits of armor reflects the fact that each samurai family had its own master armorer. They looked for designs with a distinct style that would differentiate them from those of other families and clans. Early suits were bulky and heavy, but they soon combined metal with leather and silk, looking for lightness and better mobility for fighting on foot and on horseback. The use of these materials, skillfully interwoven and lacquered, offered warriors a high degree of protection against the tips of swords, arrows, etc. Samurai armor is composed of a series of pieces designed to protect each part of the body. Beginning at the top, the helmet or kabuto protects the head and establishes the rank of the warrior. It has a dome, a visor, a neck guard, and wing-like flaps. The mask, normally black, can be full or cover only the lower part of the face, as in the examples here. As well as offering protection, they also served to terrify enemies with their appearance. Another important part was the breastplate or do, not only to protect the chest, but also to indicate the typology of the armor. The do-maru, whose name derives from the way it is put on, had a side opening. And if you look closely, you can observe this detail in the exhibits here. Especially noteworthy is the gold decoration on the armor on the right, which appears to be a deity, although the most common motifs were decorations of a naturalistic character. Arms are covered from the shoulders by a variety of pieces, including large shoulder pads, sleeves that include chainmail, as you can see here, and gloves that may be separate or connected to the sleeves. The underskirt protects the thighs under plated flaps that hang down from the breastplate, and the lower legs have shin guards adapted to the anatomy of each samurai. These usually included an articulated piece to allow them to bend their knees. Lastly, the two most common types of footwear among samurai are leather boots and braided jute sandals